From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. France's first socialist president in 17 years is in Germany. It's widely viewed as a crucial first step in François Hollande's attempt to move his country away from the Berlin-driven austerity measures taking hold of economically battered European countries. He and Germany's Angela Merkel will attempt to find common ground ahead of the G8 and NATO summits in the U.S. Talks between party leaders in Greece have broken down. The country will now hold new elections, which may further jeopardize the international bailout it received to avoid default. As John Syropoulos reports from Athens, the talks broke down in acrimony between moderates who want to renegotiate Greece's austerity program and extremists who say they will denounce it unilaterally, leading to a default.
The battle lines are drawn for the next election. A moderate camp of socialists and conservatives says it's fighting to soften the austerity program and ensure Greece's place in the eurozone. It denounces the radical left Syriza party for refusing to enter into coalition and triggering elections. Syriza has risen first thanks to its anti-austerity message. It accuses the socialists and conservatives of blackmailing Greeks into backbreaking austerity. It gutted the socialist party in the last election and dreams of replacing it. Syriza is set to make further gains in a repeat election, but not to win outright. For NPR News, I'm John Syropoulos in Athens.
J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon will remain chairman of the board despite the bank's $2 billion trading loss. Shareholders are also endorsing Dimon's pay package from last year, which totaled $23 million. Despite the loss, the bank is still expected to outperform expectations. At least 20 people have been killed at a funeral procession in Syria today. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports that moments after the killing, an explosion hit a vehicle carrying UN observers.
Activists in northern Syria say the funeral was being held for a man who'd been killed over the weekend when rebels clashed with the Syrian army. UN observers were at the funeral to monitor the situation. Activists say the funeral turned into a protest. Then Syrian forces opened fire and killed at least 20 people and injured 100 more. Activists say this video was taken minutes after the killings. The UN has confirmed that an improvised explosive device damaged three UN vehicles. None of the UN observers were injured. The UN has more than 200 observers in Syria to oversee a ceasefire that's supposed to be more than a month old. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 63 points to 12,631 in trading of 2 billion shares. NASDAQ was off 8 points. This is NPR News. Carlos Fuentes, Mexico's most celebrated novelist, reportedly has died. Mexico's National Council for Culture for the Arts announced Fuentes passed away today of an unknown cause. Fuentes garnered numerous honors and produced dozens of literary works, fiction and nonfiction. In a 2002 interview with Morning Edition, Fuentes described the cultural environment for writers in Mexico.
You have an absolute freedom today in Mexican writing in which you don't necessarily have to deal with the Mexican identity. You know why? Because we have an identity, this search for identity that was so intense throughout Mexican culture in the 20th century is no longer a problem. We know who we are.
Carlos Fuentes was 83 years old. Mitt Romney is set to pick up more delegates today as he inches closer to securing the GOP presidential nomination. Oregon's holding its primary. But Christian Fodenvenstil of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports a couple of key statewide races will also be decided without Republican candidates.
Oregon's facing some tricky legal issues at the moment, like the health care overhaul and medical marijuana. But Republicans aren't running a candidate to be Oregon's attorney general. The same is true for state treasurer. Incumbent Ted Wheeler is running unopposed at a time when financial skullduggery is a hot-button issue. Jim Moore, a professor at Pacific University, says it's a problem for democracy.
Here in Oregon, it's been a problem for about 20 years. It's been a hard slog to get good Republicans to run in the primary who can then put up a good race in the fall.
The last Republican to be voted into statewide office in Oregon was Senator Gordon Smith 10 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Christian Fodenvenstil in Portland.
And I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.